Then lastly, we have what are known as the Seminole Wars. The Seminole Wars were a series of wars that occurred between 1816 and 1842. There was actually a third war that occurred in the 1850s. But in regards to tonight's lecture, our concentration is here. Now, the significance of that is that the Seminoles, who were based in Florida, took in enslaved African Americans who escaped from nearby states of Georgia and Alabama. Also, many of them formed what were known as maroon communities. For those who are familiar with Jamaican history, of course, you're familiar with the group, the Maroons, who, of course, wreaked havoc upon the British in Jamaica and eventually winning their own freedom. In the United States, you did have Maroon communities. And with the Seminoles, these Maroon communities would essentially also hold raids in which they enacted terror against white Americans, particularly slaveholding white Americans. In fact, in the first Seminole War, you had one group that actually took over a fort left over by the British. And as a result, they were able to hold off for quite a long time assaults from the U.S. Army. Okay? In fact, that's how serious these wars were. That is, the U.S. Army was called in to try to put down these wars or rebellions, really. Also, there was another purpose too. Obviously, white Americans wanted the land of the Seminoles. And also, not surprisingly, they wanted essentially those enslaved Africans who escaped to be returned back to their masters, or at least to be returned back to slavery so they could be sold again. The most significant Seminole War occurred between 1835 and 1842, when Osceola, Seminole chief, basically took it upon himself to wreak havoc against the United States. And part of the reason why is because Osceola, who was of mixed background himself, also had a wife who also had enslaved African American heritage. And it was said that one of the reasons why he committed himself to this war is that his wife was seized by American troops and sold back into slavery. The Seminole Wars lasted up until 1842, at least the Second Seminole War lasted until 1842. When finally the Seminoles said, look, we've been fighting forever, we'll make a deal with you. And part of that deal was that some of the enslaved African Americans, who would now consider themselves black Seminoles, would be taken to a new land out west. And of course that new land, which was the Indian Territory, is now the state of Oklahoma. So that's why you have particularly the presence of so-called black Seminoles in that state, okay? But the main thing here is that obviously, and like I said before, people of African descent in the United States were not passive to their situations and oftentimes did rebel against their captors. Now that brings us to the discussion of the Underground Railroad, and I'm sure many of you know quite a bit about the Underground Railroad. For those who do not, it was essentially a series of clandestine routes, as you see here, where you had enslaved African Americans escape, primarily from the south to the north. Although in the case of Texas, you did have some that escaped to Mexico, okay? In fact, actually, during this time period, Mexico had its own clash with Texas. In fact, in 1821, Mexico had actually, if my thoughts are correct, actually had banned slavery. But for whatever reason, they decided to let in American settlers. And American settlers said, we're still gonna have slavery. So thus, over time, you had eventually a clash between those white settlers and Mexicans, which resulted, of course, in the Republic and later state of Texas, okay? But getting back to the Underground Railroad, with the Underground Railroad, you had both white and African Americans involved, but very clearly African Americans played a leading role in the Underground Railroad. And also at the same time were very proactive in this clandestine system. And also ingenious as well, too. In fact, William and Ellen Craft, who were enslaved African Americans in Georgia, apparently they came up with the ingenious idea that in order to escape the slavery, Ellen Craft would disguise herself as a young white man who had an injured arm. So thus, she had a sling crossed place like so that it would hide her breast. And her husband, William Craft, would pose as her slave. Because during that time period, it was accepted for enslaved African Americans to travel with white slaveholders just as long as they traveled in a condition of servitude. So amazingly, they were able to escape all the way to Philadelphia, where they arrived on Christmas Day in 1848, and then later escaped all the way to Canada. Eventually they did return back to the United States in later years. Those who escaped or attempted to escape during the Underground Railroad would result to armed resistance if necessary. And this is a picture of an incident known as the Christiana Riot, which occurred in Pennsylvania in 1851. Apparently, because of the Fugitive Slave Act, so slaveholders could go all the way to the north with the assistance of the federal government or some law official and, quote, retrieve their property, unquote. So this created a rather desperate situation for those who were enslaved or formerly enslaved. So as a result, once the slaveholder was able to corner those enslaved African Americans who escaped, essentially they responded by killing the slaveholder. Also at the same time, they had the assistance of the local community, who also helped to resist against their recapture. Once they were successful in getting away, they became heroes overnight, okay? So like I said before, with the Underground Railroad, you had African Americans who were essentially key players in this system, and also at the same time were ingenious in the ways they escaped, and also at the same time were very resistant toward being recaptured. And of course, the great Harriet Tubman, who she herself was enslaved, but was able to escape to freedom. But she returned back many times to try to help others who also were enslaved to help escape to freedom. Now, there were many other conductors, if you will, on the Underground Railroad, as she was known. But without question, Harriet Tubman was the best known, simply because of her daringness. Case in point, if there was a person within her midst that wanted to go back or got tired, she simply pulled out a gun, pointed it at them, and said, you either continue on or I shoot you dead right here. Fortunately, as far as I know, she did not have to kill anybody.